music. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the you can do anything.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Packed show as ever and always for everybody today. You're going to want to keep it locked for the rest of the show. Maggie and the Millionaires today got a sociologist. Her name's Wendy Lee. She's studied the careers and social networks of policy professionals. I would imagine that my two special guests this half hour might find that discussion fascinating. I am joined by a very special co-host right now. His name's Tom Paulswitz, two-time congressional candidate. We're talking with John Burke, president of Trek Bicycles. John, we were talking before the break about the need for healthcare outcomes to get better in this country. And you were pointing out the very real reality that the majority of Americans, by some health measures, are sick, ill, not well. And it always causes me to think about this question. How did we get here? Right? Because, yes, we have terrible health outcomes while we spend the most. And I think, yes, of course, we have to look at people's eating behaviors, their stress levels, exercise, all of those things on an individual level. Are we educating people about how to eat healthy? Do people have access to affordable, healthy foods? All that good stuff. And how did we get here, right? Like, we stink at preventative care in this country and getting people low cost, easily accessible, preventable care. When you look at healthcare, John, what pops to front of mind in terms of how do we get to better outcomes?
I think the way we get to better outcomes is some leadership in our government, specifically from the president, that what we're going to do is we're on a terrible track here, and we're going to turn it around. We're going to become a healthy nation. You cannot have a great nation made up of very unhealthy people. And that's what we have, and it's getting worse. We need to make it a national priority. And we did this with smoking. We did this with drunk driving. We can turn this around, but you need some leadership here. You need to give people the tools, and people are going to need to get serious about it. But government can play a role, and I really believe we need to make it a priority because our healthcare costs are going to bankrupt this country.
Mm. So true, especially as people continue to live longer. If you're living longer and yet you have incredible needs, both pharmacological and in terms of your physical health. Tom, I'm going to let you get a question in here, but I had this as sort of maybe a bigger picture issue, John, and that is when I look at what the vast majority of Americans want to see done better or more of from their government, be it at a state, local, or federal level. It seems to me one of the enormous obstacles to that is the partisan gerrymander. Because the more extreme, right, the more extreme you make a district, the more unresponsive to voters that district becomes by definition. Where does that rank in terms of trying to identify some of the system problems that are keeping us from holding government officials accountable?
If you get a bunch of smart people in the room and you say, how can we fix this country? They will say, take money out of politics, get rid of gerrymandering, and institute term limits in the House and the Senate that is the same as the presidency. You could make those three changes, make the changes in the Constitution, and let's go. This is the serious stuff that should be discussed in a presidential campaign, and what we're talking about is Arnold Palmer. Mm. Come on, yes. America.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I guess back to healthcare real quick. John, how do you feel about decoupling healthcare from the employment? So basically take it out of the hands of employers and put it across the globe.
We need in this country good government. There's a conversation about the size of government. If you go to every government, there's a government-run healthcare system. Everybody's afraid of it because in areas we have bad government. In the book, I address We should have the best government in the world. Mm-hmm. We don't. Mm-hmm. We should have the best government in the world. And as part of a national challenge, part of that should be, we're going to have an awesome government-led healthcare system for the 130 million people who are already on it. We already have this. It's called Medicare and Medicaid.
Yes.
And then we tie the government's hands and we say, well, the government's pathetic. Well, the government's hands are tied. We should put a rock star group of people in charge of a government-led healthcare system that would be the best system in the world. Let's go.
But I would also say, John, that having run a successful company, you have probably invested in your people and the processes to make sure your company gets better on a regular basis. One of the things I always think about is we're not doing that with government. We're not investing in making sure that people learn leadership, learn management, focus on results, make sure the same things that are being done in the private sector are being done in the public sector, and making them transparent. So I think that's another element, you know, because you say we need better government. Absolutely. But if we don't invest in the people of the who are doing the jobs, we're not going to get it.
No, you're not going to get it. And most importantly, you're not going to get it if you don't invest in the leadership. And the other thing is, leadership needs to be able to change out the players. And if you have poor performers working in the government, you've got to be able to make changes.
We got to leave it there. I'm so sorry, gentlemen. Wow. We could talk all day. This is what it's about, everybody. Good people coming together with the desire to make it work better for each and every one of you. My thanks to John Burke, president of Trek Bikes, and Tom Paulswitz, two-time congressional candidate. Maggie and the Millionaires talking money when we come back with sociologist Wendy Lee.
I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the...